Later in this life and in our countless future lives, we will have to experience a lot of suffering, unbearable physical suffering and mental pain again and again, without choice. So we don't like to hear these things. But actually, it's Buddha's kindness, because when we understand what's coming, we can apply the solution. Within this cycle of impure life, there are various realms or worlds into which we can be reborn. So initially, this may sound quite strange, but we can learn how this is the case. The three lower realms, which are called the animal realm, hungry ghost, and hell realm, and the three higher realms, the god, demigod, and human realms. Of all impure worlds, so these are like appearances to mind, like nightmares from which we don't wake up. So nightmares help us understand about other realms in which we can be reborn. It's just like a very long nightmare from which we can't wake up because it's a rebirth. Of all impure worlds, hell is the worst. It is the world that appears to the very worst kind of mind. So when living beings engage in horrendous negative actions, harming, hurting, killing so many people, when that karma ripens, these are the worlds that appear to those negative minds. The world of an animal is less impure, and the world that appears to human beings is less impure than the world that appears to animals. But this is the important point. However, there is suffering within every realm. So wherever we take rebirth, in whatever realm, suffering will be our experience. So again, you know, we don't like to hear about suffering, which is ironic because we experience so much of it. And Buddha's trying to encourage us to learn where it's coming from and cause it to cease forever. So please don't feel too uncomfortable. Just think, wherever I'm born, there will be suffering in that life, wherever, like there is in this life. There's no human life you can have with no suffering in it. And yet I think that's what we're aiming for. We think, if I could just adjust this and that and this and that and adjust this and that and this and that, I'd be free from suffering. Nonsense. It's never happened so far. There's no one you know for whom that's happened, and it's never going to happen coming unless we accomplish realizations with our mind. There is suffering within every realm. When we take rebirth as a human being, we have to experience human suffering. So did anybody yearn for human suffering, or did it just come without choice? It just comes without choice. So we need to learn where it's coming from, because everything has a cause. Everything has a cause. So if we learn what is the cause of suffering, suffering can cease if we take away that cause. So this is why Buddha Shakyamuni is appearing in our world to tell us about suffering, that part we don't like, where it's coming from, what its antidote is, and how to accomplish the cessation of suffering. There's no greater kindness, and I promise you, if we learn and apply these teachings, it'll work for us, because they're scientific methods. They work for anyone. So, when we take rebirth as a human, we have to experience human suffering. When we take rebirth as an animal, we have to experience animal suffering. You know, sometimes we look at our animals, our domestic pets, and we think, what a life they have, lying on that cushion, getting fed organic pate, sitting by the fire all day when I have to go out to work. What a life my dog has, my cat has, my bearded dragon has. So, really? You know, when a dog is aging or sick, you can't explain to it what's happening. You can't explain to it that you're going to the vets to have a tumor removed, and it's going to be very uncomfortable for a period of time, and then maybe you'll get better. You can't explain anything. You can't explain that if you die with a peaceful mind, you can get reborn as a human being and learn how to train your mind. So animals have so much fear, not understanding. They can't, anyway, I can't get stuck, but I think you know what I mean. When we take rebirth as an animal, we have to experience animal suffering. When we take rebirth as a hell being, we have to experience the suffering of a hell being. So this just means wherever we go after this life, there will be suffering in that life. So Buddha's telling us this so that we think, enough, 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 I am not doing that. That's the purpose. So then we think temporary liberation from a particular suffering is not enough. It's not good enough. We want proper liberation. We want top quality liberation. We want the best liberation there is, which is called permanent liberation from suffering. Because temporary, we've been experiencing for countless previous lives. It's not enough. We want it to stop completely. All suffering to stop. So we make a conclusion. We definitely need to attain permanent liberation from the sufferings of this life and all our countless future lives. So now comes the good bit. What's the solution? How? Well, to me, it's all good. Because even being told about our real situation is so helpful, even though we like to deny that it's not true. But if you check carefully, it is true. So then, how do we accomplish permanent liberation from suffering? Only by putting Buddhist teachings into practice. So why is that? Because only Buddha explains how to destroy the engine house of suffering, which is called self-grasping ignorance. There's an ignorance deep inside our heart that comes with us in every life, misunderstanding the true nature of reality. It's called self-grasping ignorance. Or Geshe-la gives it a nickname. It's a wonderful nickname. It's called troublemaker. Troublemaker. So it's a troublemaker. It's where all the trouble, all the pain, all the problems in every life are coming from, this ignorance. So Buddha teaches us about this ignorance because we're ignorant of this ignorance. Buddha teaches us about this ignorance and how to remove it through realizing emptiness, the true nature of things.